We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, good decision not to play the Borgata song. We are at the Borgata on the morning after one of the most maddening, upsetting Eagles games I have ever witnessed. Keith Jones is here. Jonesy, I am ballistic right now. It may be the sleep, but it's probably Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
Are you frustrated by what you witnessed at Lincoln Financial Field last night?
Extremely frustrated. The fact that they played soft defensively was one thing, but the fact that they did not run the ball until the third quarter was remarkably stupid on their part.
I'm glad that you started at the exact point of the conversation today. Because I'm going to say, I've been doing this long enough to know when you have crossed the line and now are in the total crosshairs of this city. And it literally happened for everyone to hear across the country. Mm-hmm. Marissa in Tokyo heard it.
Yes.
Everyone heard it. Do you understand? The Eagles have the ball. They are down 21 points, 28-7.
Yeah.
It is third and three, and they're in a shotgun formation.
They were in the shotgun formation all night long.
Because they're in a shotgun formation every friggin' play, and an amazing thing happened. For the second time in the football game, Nick Sirianni handed the ball to Sanders. And I want you to hear what happened. He got the first down at it. Listen to what happened and the crowd. This was a statement by Philadelphia.
Third and three, motion to the near side of the field. It is a running play. And picking up the first down is Miles Sanders.
Let him run.
On a delay, they gave it to Miles Sanders. And he found room on the left side. And Jordan Whitehead trips him up for the five-yard gain. And sarcasm comes from the stands in waves.
Let Miles run.
It is un...
it is.
You have no idea.
Al, help me here. This is so basic, and the man who is the coach of the team can't grasp it.
No, the coach is so far over his head, it's sad.
That's what it is,
it's just sad. I mean,
that's what it is.
This is going to be an issue with the owner, who I'm sure is watching the game on TV. And the Eagles were embarrassed by the analysts all night long. And
you didn't have appropriately.
Absolutely. It was offensively, defensively. It was. I can't believe they only lost by that much.
It's amazing.
Brady had a terrible second half.
What the hell was just
after the drive
they
gave 20.
They didn't care.
He looked bored.
Can I just tell you, they will not have to wash his uniform for the next game.
No. He never got hit.
No.
No sacks. I don't even think he got hit. A one-time Barnett yelled at him.
Yeah, he did
yell. You see that?
Yeah, as he spun by him.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a personal note when we start this here today. Some of the things I'm going to say will be fueled by a lack of sleep.
Uh-huh.
But most of it will be fueled by one of the dumbest coach games I've ever witnessed.
Really?
Nick Sirianni is not scheduled to be on the show today because of the lateness of the game. He will be on Monday, right, Rhea? Is that
it? Correct,
Monday?
Correct.
The normal time, 7:30 on Monday. I'm going to tell you right now, if he were on today, I do not believe I could remain professional in my conversation with him.
I know you could.
That is how frustrated I am with what's happened. And I'm going to play for you some of the other stuff that went on so you get an idea. Because as angry as I sound right now, I can assure you I am nowhere near as angry as Seth Joyner was after the game, and I'm going to be playing him all morning. Because this is a man, you could say, what the hell is he, though? He's a talk show, he's a moron, right?
Yeah.
And you could have a great argument. There's plenty of dumb things I've said that you could use against me.
Right.
What are you going to say to Seth Joyner, who is a brilliant player on this in this city and a great analyst of the game? What are you going to say about him?
You're going to applaud him. That's what you're going to do.
Well, anyway, let me just tell you what happened. So let's follow what happened after they finally ran the ball. A light bulb went over Nick Sirianni's head. And he went, what's that? A run works? Let me try this again. Now we're in the fourth quarter, and the Eagles are starting to launch a comeback. And you know how they're doing it, Jonesy?
They're running the ball.
Here's a play.
On second down, it's a handoff to Sanders. Up the middle he goes. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. He's at the 30. Sanders to the 25. All right, you were right. You were right. I take it all back. You were right. Mike is dancing and gesturing. Boy, when he's right.
You got to let the guy run. Yeah, he's a good runner.
Yeah, changed the entire complexion.
I would have called
a
lawyer and filed a lawsuit against Nick Sirianni if I was Miles Sanders.
Yes.
Rhea, how good is he?
It was unbelievable to watch.
You were in the stadium, correct?
We were losing our – I began to – like, when I'm at the game, I normally don't follow the play-by-play or go to the stats. I was on my phone going, haven't given him a carry. Like, I began to lose my mind as the first half went on.
Run the ball!
It was everywhere. It was in everybody's living room. It was coast to coast.
Right.
It was
There's one more run. Let me play the next run because it kept working. Here's number three. Go ahead, Joe.
First and 10. Ball at the 25. Hurts goes back to Sanders again, and he's running across the 20, across the 15, and crawling to the 10.
They've been able to run the football and get down now to close to the 10-yard line. Do they continue to run the football?
Well, in the end, Hurts got in.
Yeah, he did.
After the first two drives that led to touchdowns were both very long pass interference calls.
Yeah.
In fact, the Buccaneers had 120 penalty yards in the game,
God.
Which is massive. All right, but Jonesy, so he does this, and they launch a comeback.
Yeah.
Now, does Nick Sirianni feel stupid this morning? Does he say to himself now, what the hell am I doing that I'm not running a quality runner making every other aspect of the offense better?
He's making a fool of himself.
He is.
He is. And he knows it now. And the fact that the fans reacted the way that they did for another time, they've continued to pound him to run the ball, whether at home or on the road, where they're very vocal.
Right.
He said he didn't hear them the last time.
Yeah.
There's no way that he did not hear them last night. So.
All right.
He feels foolish.
Most of this show today is going to be your reaction to what happened, especially the people that were there, because the stars of that game for me were you, how you were sending a message. You were speaking directly to the ownership in the luxury box.
He was there.
And how, he was there. His son was there. They showed the box. I'm telling you right now, you did a lot of good for the future of the Eagles by speaking directly to the people who have set this situation into motion. Do you understand? That man is coaching the team because he's doing what those guys up in the luxury box want him to do. And that's why Miles Sanders doesn't run the ball anymore, and that's why you're 2-4, right?
That's it. It's 1,000%
right. And if you don't believe me, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I've only been doing this a few years, all right? Listen to Seth Joyner. What do you say,
Joyner? Yeah, I do.
Seth Joyner began by calling the Eagles a high school offense. Right?
It's true.
That was, I thought, flattering. I was thinking more Pop Warner.
CYO.
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking lower than that. But here's Seth Joyner talking about how one-dimensional this offense is with Nick Sirianni.
This offense is one-dimensional. You don't even have to be a genius as a defensive coordinator to stop this offense. It is a high school. It's not even a collegiate offense. This is a high school offense that they're running against some of the best defensive coordinators that the NFL has to offer. Okay?
Okay. You were there, right?
Yeah.
Were people apoplectic watching this?
Well, you're watching the sidelines, and a lot of times, he's not even near the team. I began to take pictures of him, and I'm going, what did you guys do Sunday night when you all gathered at the house to eat Cheez-Its? Did you actually come up with a game plan?
I think they just ate the Cheez-Its.
I mean, it was insanity. It was absolute utter insanity.
Rhea, this is next level insanity. This is something we've never witnessed.
I began to have really dark thoughts by halftime, and it was either it's unbelievable coaching malpractice or they're outright tanking.
Wow. What you need to know, and I got to say this. I was listening to TV guys because I was here at the Borgata. The TV guys took a long time to pick up on the fact that the Eagles had no running game.
Yeah, it was strange, wasn't it?
And then the numbers came out at the half, and it said Miles Sanders, one carry.
Yes. That's amazing.
Miles Sanders, one carry. Now we're going to get the RPR. Later, I'll let you hear Nick Sirianni. The reason I'm not playing it for you now is that it's insulting.
It is.
If you have a brain, it's insulting.
It is.
Because he's got to run the ball. He said afterwards, he's got to run the ball more.
Yeah. Enough.
How many weeks?
He started
with the RPO thing again. Some of those plays could be wrong.
Let me tell you something. You know what he's doing there? You know what he's doing there? He's blaming his quarterback.
Yeah, which is late. All right, one more. I need more Seth. All right, anyway, Seth is kind of issuing ultimatums now about what's going on. Listen, Seth.
This entire offense and the way that it's structured, it either means that Jalen Hurts can only run this kind of offense, and if that's the case, then you better start thinking about your next quarterback, or this offensive staff is inept, and what they came in with was, you know, pie in the sky.
Yeah. He's basically saying, if this is all this coaching staff has to offer you. See, I can't even evaluate Hurts. How can anybody evaluate Hurts when he doesn't have a running game?
You can't.
Can you?
Yeah, you can't.
Those guys on the defensive line can tee off every play. They don't have to worry about getting gashed. No one's running.
No, they're not.
Oh, I can't take it. Al, I've never been this frustrated at a coach. And you know how many coaches we've ripped over the years. This guy, right now, six games into his first year here, I have never seen a higher level of ineptitude than I'm watching from the Eagles right now. Josie, you are an athlete. Do you believe this?
I can't believe the way he's doing it because I can predict what play he's going to run.
Yes.
So imagine if you're actually a professional coach on the other side, you know exactly what's coming, especially if you don't run the ball nearly ever.
All right, it's time for your voices to be heard. I'm going to kick it off with Damon. Hi, Damon. Damon, are you there?
Hello. Yeah.
Damon, let it rip. I'm looking for people as angry as I am today.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty upset. I think it's like you said, the way this offense runs is very – it's like there's so much left out there that's every week it seems like it's the same kind of thing so far. And I mean, I'm watching Hurts make these throws, and it's you want your coaching staff to go into a week and look back at the past week and say – we need to make some corrections. We need to do some things different. And also try and train Hurts to make better passes. Like, I feel like some of the blame is on him as well, or just some of the satisfaction. Like, we had how many plays downfield that either ended up in those penalties or just underthrow again, overthrow, misthrow. I think the talent's there, but, like, correct him. Let him throw the ball a little earlier. Get some air under it. I mean, the satisfaction of, like, actually completing a downfield pass would be so – I think would build so much momentum for this team, and you just don't see it because none of them are completed. I mean, maybe one or two of them could have been touchdowns, but we don't see it. We don't see any of that.
No, Damon, the problem with Hurts is, right, how many times is he dodging people coming at him from every angle? Because nobody is sitting back for the run because there's no honesty in the defense. So they could tee off on
him.
He's got three of the five offensive linemen and not starters. Yeah. They're getting through. He's constantly on the run. I agree with you. His accuracy last night was not
dreadful.
NFL level. Yeah. It wasn't. But how can I evaluate that when he's not being given the normal opportunity that a quarterback would have with protection and a sane game plan?
He's being asked to be the running back and the quarterback, basically.
Damon, thank you for the call. I want to play one other thing for you because, Josie, I was asking Josie before the show. I said, when you're on a team and you start to realize that the guy who's coaching you has no clue what he's doing, there's talk going on among each other.
Every game, after every game, you analyze it with the guys that you're closest with on the team. And, and in football, I'm sure there's a lot of different cliques on a team because there's so many players.
But those are scratching their head.
Those
right?
are the discussion. At first, you know, you come out of training camp, you're thinking, hey, this guy's an innovator. This
dog
this,
mentality.
You don't hear the players talking about the dog mentality as much as we did, what, 4 weeks ago?
Right.
They start to figure it out, and they have questions. They want to know. If they ask the coach a question, he better have the right answer for them. And if they don't, then the players start to figure it out, and then the performance on the field is not exactly what the coach is looking for. I can guarantee you
that. Let me illustrate how obvious this is. The man with the least experience in the play lineup of the Philadelphia Eagles is Jordan Mailata. He played rugby. Mm-hmm. He has only played football for 3 years.
They run the ball.
And he, Al, apparently did not realize that you should not be saying critical things about your coach after the game. But he couldn't help himself. Good. He was asked after the game what the hell was going on. And listen to what he said.
Yeah, I feel like they came out, they knew what we were doing straight away. And so we just had to adapt. And it took us a little bit of time to adapt. But, you know, like I said, they do their homework too, just like we do. You know, we have to learn to adapt, and we have to learn to adapt faster.
Wow.
He is ripping the coach.
100%
Is he not saying
adapt?
They knew everything we were going to do coming out,
yeah.
So we surprised nobody with anything.
Yep.
And then by the time we adapted at all, it was too late.
Yeah, and the score was dictating much of it.
That's an indictment of the coach.
It is.
Oh,
that was
215. It was great. We have a lot of great sound today. We've been scrambling at it. Good job back there at the station. 215-592-9494. It's 4 hours of Let It Out. I want to hear what you think right now about the current state of the 2-4 Philadelphia Eagles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.